I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing well. We all like opportunities. So I want to talk to you about an opportunity that we have a minimum of 4 times a week. But before we talk about that opportunity, I would like to talk about a particular parsha that we have in this week in Bahaloischu. It's a parsha that's bekannt for Yeden Einem, Vayhi ben Soya Urain Vayoymer Moshe. And Rashi tells us that Be'etzem, this parasha doesn't belong here, but it was Lahafsig by Perunius LePerunius. And we know that Rashi is Mefarish Torah. Rashi doesn't come to tell us epis pshutim that are Kabula Kedoyim. Rashi comes to tell us Pusha Pshat. What is Rashi trying to tell us, Lahafsig by Perunius LePerunius? Why is Rashi using that Lushan? And the next question is, why Taka did the Torah put in Vayhi ben Soya in an interesante platz where the Meforshim tell us that really this wasn't supposed to be here, and there are Meforshim Chazal tell us there should have been 7 Torah instead of Chamisha Chimsha Torah, there should have been Shiva Shiva Torah, Shiva Chamushim of the Torah. And why Tak is this like this? The Murad Da'ar the Yisrul, Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld by Yechanikas Abayis and Tartz Adagvov in 1936 was talking about the parasha Vayihi ben Soya. And he quoted the Zohar HaKudosh. The Zohar HaKudosh says that when we say Vayihi ben Soya, we open the HaKudosh and say these psikim, Sharei Shemayim Neftuchim. And Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld went ahead and said, and that is why we say the Tefillah of Berich Shemay. And Berich Shemay is an opportunity for us to be mespalot to the Eibishter, that the Eibishter should give us good life, and we should be accompanied with tzaddikim. The Eibishter should have rachmunas and protect us and give us panusa. We should have atzluch and limit atoyru. We should have erliche kinder, and the Eibishter fulfill all our tefillahs. So he said, you want to know for Vusmat Mesakin Gevein Berich Shemai Veme Efen Tov Dur Nakoidish Mezug Vayhi Ben Soya? He said, because Vayhi Ben Soya, when you say that Efen is Zich, the Shar is Shemayim. Berich Shemai, we say in the Ramesh. Why do we say in the Ramesh? So the Maral writes that there are certain important tefillahs over the course of the year that we say in the Ramesh, and these are tefillahs that are said, so the Maluchim should not understand what we are being mispalal. The Maluchim sing Shira to the Bashefa. In what language do they sing Shira? They sing Shira in Lushan Koidish. So there are certain tefillahs that are so heilig, and we can reap such unbelievable benefits. And Mevilnish, that the Maluchim should know that they should shter us. So that's why at the Masakin Gevein Berich Shemai, when we open the Nakoidish in Aramish. With this, we could start understanding several things. Why did the Torah give us a Vayihi ben Soya episode, you know, without giving it the proper recognition, what unbelievable koiches it is? And what's Rashi alluding to, Lahafsig mein Perunius LePerunius? But the Torah gave us, as we said, a cryptic message. There's a parsha Vayihi ben Soya. You're going to say this a minimum of 4 times a week. And what did Chazal do? They added a Berich Shemai, because in Berich Shemai beit mezachos alle gitte zachen. Do you think the Samach Mem didn't get wind of this? If we notice, many times Yidin that daven very erlich, it comes after Shachris, Shabbos Sefri, loif menaros machan akiddish, megaitzich machan akave. Why dafke by Berich Shemai and Vayihi ben Soya? Because the Samach Mem verleicht sich that we shouldn't say it. This is the message which the Torah is giving us. There's a parsha Vayihi ben Soya. Remember when you say that, as over the Zohar HaKudosh zukt, Shara Shemayim Neftuchim, and that is why we are saying Berich Shemai, and that is why Rashi is alluding it should be Mafsig by Perunius LePerunius. We should be zoiche to say Berich Shemai, and our tefillahs zon leskabel ve'en lerachman melerutzen agitten Shabbos.